Okay, so this is the piece that starts Tafresh Lamed Daled in Parsha Toldos. It says as follows: Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holded his Yitzchak. Right, first pasuk in the Parsha was to say these are the offspring of Avram. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. Obvious question. Obviously, we know that. Like, you know Avram. Like, yeah, says the Rashi. So what does the Rashi say? So Rashi says that a few pshatim, one of them is that they looked right, like very much like each other. They looked very alike, so everybody knew that Yitzchak was truly Abraham's son. So what's the...
Because people would say that Sarah...
Yeah.
Cohabited with Avimelech, and that's the reason that Yitzchak was born.
Right.
Because when she was with Avram, it was unsuccessful.
In exactly.
Begetting Isaac.
And so again, it's still strange, like, what people... It's very good. So people are going to... Now, like, all those people who were making fun of Avraham... Now they're going to look at Rashi or like the pasuk, and now they're going to know. Like it's still strange. It's a very strange idea. So the Sfas Emes takes it in a different direction based on the root of Avram and Yitzchak. Right? We know that in Kabbalah, really, even, but in generally, that we think of Avram as the father of Ahava. Monotheism do. Good. But that's also the same thing. What do you mean the father of monotheism? What do you do?
Spread it.
Right? That's why Rambam points out that Avram is called Avram Oavi. Avram, my beloved, who loves me. Why? Because when you love something or someone, and you're so passionate about it, what do? Spread it to everyone. You want everybody to appreciate it. So that was Avram's root. He was the root of love. Yitzchak is seen as the root of strength, of gevura, of yira, of self-control. Right? I guess as epitomized by the Akedah, he had the self-control. So Yitzchak has the self-control to let his father put him on the Mizbeach and give him as a karbon. And not strength in the sense of I can beat you up. Like that's not the strength that we're talking about. Strength in the sense of complete and total self-control of all his in all of his desires, everything that he wanted, he was able to take that and subjugate that to God. So he says as follows: Kol Masa Avos Simun Labanim. All the stories of the forefathers are a sign for their children. There's nothing that they did that wasn't for the good of all Jewish people forever, for all generations. So all these stories are really not just for their own time in that one particular instance. They're forever. So what does that mean, the Avram holds Yitzchak? So Yitzchak represents Yira, and Avram is Ahava. So what is the true fear of God that we're supposed to have? The true awe, right? Are we supposed to be scared that Hashem is going to do something to us? Are we supposed to be scared that, you know, if I wake up late for shul and I miss davening, I'm going to get, you know, not that ever happens to any of us here, but I'm going to get punished. Is that what I'm supposed to be afraid of? Like, you know, I'm going to get, there's like a lightning bolt's going to come and blast me for doing something wrong. So no, what's the real yira? A yira that comes from Ahava. What do you think that means? What's a year that comes from Ahava?
Like when you let someone down, like you're devastated.
Exactly. What's gonna happen? Like they're relying on you. You had that relationship, and then when you betray them, it ruins the relationship. It impacts the relationship, and that's what you don't want. V'zeshem or Yitzchak ben Avraham. Because Rashi, Eidos Sheisha Avram holdes Yitzchak. What does it mean that Avram gave birth to Yitzchak? Not just that simple.
The sense of Abba,
it's the Ahava gives Yira. Birth to the Yira. Pirish. Zeh ha-Yira sheba mikoach Ahava. That's the awe that emanates from the power of his love. He mivores b'li tarov ha-sheker. It's completely pure without any falsehood in it. Meaning it's to the degree that you're afraid. You might be afraid of it's just fear of getting hurt. It might not really be dependent. It's not really about your relationship with God. It's kind of like self-interested. I like myself, you know? So I don't want anything bad to happen to me because I'm afraid for myself, and therefore I, you know, would never sin, which is good. But it's not completely true. Yira mekoach ahava is completely true. It's all about the relationship with God. So you yira lo adam peninoke mitvekus avos yishan yisbarach. What is the fear? The fear that I become detached from my connection to God. That's the fear. Then it says, then it takes it further. So it has to do with the Be'eros. Yoksiv achal Be'eros, sitmon plishtim. But Yeshu Yitzchak Vayachbor, right? So Avram dug all these wells. And then what happened to them? The Plishtim came and they plugged up the wells. They closed them up. And then Yitzchak redug them. So again, like, okay, thank you. Okay, like, Shkayach, I'm really happy with your persistence in digging wells. You know, stood up to those Plishtim, showed them his boss. But like, what do I care? Like, whatever. Drink water however you drink it. Like, I don't know. You know, it doesn't tell me that, like, about all the food that Yitzchak hunted. Like, so what's the meaning of that? So in this context, he says, "Kibuchinas ahava mispateshesh lechadavar, adesim misar boshekim." Ahava, love, is very powerful, but it has a danger to it, because when a person, love really means expansion. I want to do a lot of things. I have a lot of passion. A person like that that just operates on their passion, they could end up going into areas where they don't really belong, right? You overstep the boundaries. If you don't have that safeguard to make sure that, you know, it's not just that there's love, positivity, but also the acknowledgement that bad things could tarnish my relationship, you might bring something in that doesn't belong. So he says, "Vayadeza midas atzas va'atzas bechinas afar." So the idea that the wells of Avram that were plugged up with dust, again, not to reflect on Avram in a negative way at all, but just in terms of his midah, so a wellspring, and what do you think the wellspring represents in deeper thought? It's not just about the well, it's about makor. It's that a well is a connection to a source that's deeper than the surface, and you can draw water and life from that source. And so the wells represent our connection to God, the godliness in everything, and that if we dig hard enough, we can draw from that. You can find the root of holiness in every single thing and get that. And so Avram did that through Ahava. That was his mission, was to look through his Ahava of God, to find God in everything in the world. But the problem with that is that that has a certain danger to it. If it's just Ahava, that can get plugged up by the Plishtim. Certain things that don't really belong will be incorporated. Person has yira, right? You have that awe, that fear of not just I love God, but I love God so much that I can't do something that will ruin it. I can't bring something into my life that's going to contaminate the purity of my relationship with God. That comes from Yitzchak. So all the wells that the Plishtim dug, sorry, that plugged up, all the wells that they contaminated with afar, with those elements in life that don't belong in our lives, Yitzchak with the zero comes and he gets rid of them and he redigs the wells. V'lo yichas v'ashev, right? V'amar Moreinu Zal, his father, Ainun habehero shachafer avos sheish b'chol mekom nekudin guzerim yashanisvara. This is like the right that the wells the avos dug. The idea is every single thing has a nekuda, a point of connection that's hidden from Hashem. Raketzrichin lahaser achitonios legalos nekuda apnimius nikra be'ermaim chamei. Just have to get rid of the dirt on top of it. Get rid of all the dirt, all the things on top of the well, and then you reach that source of life. And then it always comes back to Shabbos, because last time it's always really different back to Shabbos, right? V'mos achol nikra isek sitna v'shabbos rechovos. Right, the three wells are called Esek and Sitna. So most of the chol is this. Esek means they were fighting with each other, and Sitna means there's a certain contempt. So the most of the chol, it's difficult to find that nekuda. It's a battle. But Shabbos is rechovos. It's expansion. Leharchiv. Because we'll hold it here. So the idea is that it's this koach of ahava, but also which is combined with yira, and that combination is what you need. On the one hand, to have the passion to find God in everything, in every experience in life. It's a way to use that to connect to Hashem, but also taking into account the idea that it's not just I love, I do, passion, do more, connect more. There are things in the world that we have to be wary of. And to have that yira, mikoach ahava, that respect for my relationship, that there are limits, there has to be boundaries. I can't just let everything into my life. And if a person has that, then they can reach this nekuda, the nekuda hagenuza and everything, that hidden point in every experience and creation, which allows them to connect to your emotional life. inside this spot.